I want to talk to Nicole Owens. She's ComEd's Vice President of Customer Channels, and she's got a couple of things to tell you about. Hi, Nicole. It's John Williams. You're on WGN. How are you today?
Good morning, John. How are you?
Are you working from home or are you in the office, Nicole?
I'm doing a little bit of both. This morning I'm in an office, but I will be at home a little bit later today.
Yeah, I think a lot of us are finding that you can do some of the work from home, and some of it is maybe not so easily done at home, huh?
Yeah, that is true. And certainly with the new guidance that we're getting from our state, it makes sense for us to be at home. So, yes, trying to balance the both.
I was interested if ComEd, because they've got the stimulus package coming out. The last time we had a stimulus package, Nicole, we've done it a couple of times in the last 12, 15 years, but it actually takes several weeks for the money to get to people. And I'm thinking people who suddenly see their income cut off might have trouble paying their utility bills. Is ComEd doing anything about that?
You know, that's a great question. Yeah, one of the most precious things I think that we all could appreciate right now is just a peace of mind with everything that's happening. And during this time, the last thing ComEd want our customers to be worried about is being disconnected or being without power. So we've done a couple of things. The first item that we've done was that we want to make sure that customers feel safe in their home and they continue to have safe and reliable services. And we're continuing to do that great work as we are considered essential as well. Also, we want to make sure that with suspensions, we've looked at suspensions, service disconnects as we refer to them as, and we're waiving any new late payment charges, and we're going to waive any of our suspensions or disconnects up into at least May 1st as we continue to monitor the different conditions across the state.
Well, that's interesting. So May 1st is the new deadline for people, regardless of where they were. If you have service, you're not going to lose your service until May 1st. Is that right?
Exactly. We continue to look at that as well. This thing continues to evolve, and so we want to make sure we're staying with our customers and making sure they do continue to have that peace of mind.
Do you know, is the demand for electricity the same? I mean, people are pulling maybe power from different places now at home rather than the office, but I presume the draw on the system is about the same, or is it up or down? You know what I mean? Now we seem to have lost Nicole. Let's try again. Put that there. Hey, Nicole, are you there? Maybe the power on her phone just cut out. That would have been ironic. Steve, you're not hearing her, are you? She dropped off? Okay. Be even doubly ironic if she was a representative from the phone company, but she's not that. It's 11:19 on WGN. The number is 312-981-7200. Ashley's raising her up again here. We'll visit with her in just a moment. Remember, now I want you to text to me and tell me where you are listening to us today. The number is 312-981-7200. The Mincing Rascals, the weekly podcast we record at the studios of WGN Radio, is still going to be recorded today, but I don't believe that the gang is, well, I know the gang's not going to be able to collect here. We're all going to be Zooming our Mincing Rascals podcast. So that'll be a little bit of a challenge for us, but I think it's going to work.
Why are we doing that if we don't use the video?
Well, that's a good question, Steve. I think it's because, and I ought to know, but what with me kind of being in charge of the dang thing, I think it's so that we can all have that interaction.
Right, okay.
The body language, the facial.
Otherwise, Eric just keeps talking and talking and talking.
But I think that that's why I always want my guests and my podcasters in studio so we can feed off of each other visually and physically. So we're going to Zoom, and then I'm not exactly sure if we're going to use the Zoom audio or our telephone audio, but we will post a new Mincing Rascals podcast this evening, probably around 5 o'clock. Nicole's back on. Hi, Nicole. Are you still there?
I am. Hey, sorry about that.
They didn't cut off the power at your house there, did they?
No, they have not. Off.
Is there more power being used now or less, or is it about the same, the draw on the grid?
Yeah, similar to the same. We've seen some businesses where they've curtailed, similar to ComEd. There's some areas within our company that we are able to have customers to work from home, but we do see some of our some businesses near within our area that have also done the same type of curtailment. So load is pretty similar, but then we also have seen where more residential customers are working from home.
Yeah, no kidding. One last thing is because we've had the scam alerts for all kinds of places. Are you guys running into anything like that?
Oh, my goodness, absolutely.
Really?
We've received reports, and we've tracked this year over year. We've seen reports between 2017 to the end of last year, an increase in customers reporting scams. And it's interesting. They continue to evolve. We continue to track them, and we are doing a number of things to help customers to be aware and educated about these scams.
Wow. I can't imagine what kind of scam it would be purporting to be from ComEd. Are they asking for a credit card number for bill payment? Is that it?
Yeah, it's a couple of things. So, for instance, we've heard from our customers that scammers, they will show up to some homes, some small businesses, asking for personal information such as account numbers from ComEd, also for their Social Security number, posing as ComEd. Some of these scammers also will threaten to turn off your power, electricity, if you don't make a direct payment either directly to them or through a prepaid cash card. And we've also seen, in some cases, some victims, if they'll call back into different numbers, they'll spoof a ComEd number. Spoof is a term I'm recently hearing, but the number will appear to be a ComEd number, but it's not ComEd calling you. It's a scammer that's calling you, and they will demand payment. So those are the things that we've seen from our customers recently.
Is it safe to tell people ComEd will not be calling you, asking for your Social Security number or, say, a credit card number over the phone for payment right now?
Absolutely. ComEd never calls to demand payment. We never call you to ask for that information. We don't call to ask for account numbers. If you call us, we'll ask your account number just to validate who you are, and that's another screen check we do to make sure we're talking to the right person. But we create the account numbers, so we will never call you to ask you for your account number.
What a point. Yeah, no kidding. Nicole Owens, ComEd Vice President of Customer Channels. Okay, if anything else comes up along those lines, by the way, you said that May 1st, do I recall that correctly, is the new date by which you will not ask people if they're delinquent in their payment. They have until May 1st as a grace period. Period, correct?
That is correct. If customers are concerned about their accounts and want to just check their balance or their payments, they can always call our 800 number. They can also go on ComEd.com, and we also have a mobile app. But we are not expecting to, we are not disconnecting customers up until and at least May 1st as we continue to see how this evolves.
That's good to hear, Nicole. It's good to hear your voice. Thanks for joining us.
Great to hear you too, Jen.
You hang in there.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Bye now. It's 1124.